Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that helps solo business owners think better, not just know more. I'm Libby Langley, and each week I uncover the messy truth behind the internet's favourite business advice, assumptions and aspirations, helping you decide what's actually right for you and your business. Let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, I want to talk to you today about the messy truth about scaling your small business. Oh, you've been told to scale, right? It's one of the most common pieces of advice that you will hear. You will hear people talk about scaling to seven figures, scaling beyond yourself, scaling your impact, scaling your income, building something bigger. And in many business circles, scaling is presented as the natural next step. The assumption is that if your business is successful, you'll eventually want to scale it. But is that actually true? Or is it another idea that we've just accepted without examining? That's what we're looking at in today's episode of Messy Business. Okay, so where did this idea about scaling actually come from? I mean, I think it's probably quite an interesting history, really, because traditional business growth, you know, historically, the most business, they grew by hiring more staff, serving more customers, opening more locations, increasing production. You know, generally growth was seen as a sign of success. And if a business was growing, it was healthy. But if it wasn't growing, people were a little bit worried. You'll see that a lot in bricks and mortar organizations, is that you have one that's successful and maybe, you know, maybe you're like McDonald's, right? You have one, then you have another, then you have another, then you start franchising and then you've got one in every town. And that's a successful business model, right? That's a scaled business model. And it kind of makes sense. And certainly there probably isn't a business out there that doesn't want to grow each year. And that's absolutely fair enough, right? We all want to improve a little bit each year, particularly as the costs come up. But this, you know, opening more locations and increasing production comes with hiring more staff and all of that. And that definitely, we understand that as, oh, look, they're successful, right? Again, doesn't talk about the profit, but certainly if one assumes that there is profit in that, then that's successful, right? They're scaling that way. I think there's a lot of corporate influence about what we think still as small business owners. You know, a lot of our business thinking does come from large companies. So public companies, on the stock market, you know, when they've got shareholders, they're under constant pressure to grow because the shareholders expect growth, the investors expect growth, and the markets reward growth as well. So if a company is doing well, more people will want to buy shares in them, therefore the value of the company will go up, therefore the when people sell their shares, they'll make more money. When people get their dividends, they'll make more money. So it's all kind of inflated, right? And I think that this makes growth become not optional for larger organizations. It's really built into the system of public limited companies. But in startup culture, the word scale, I think it really took off during the technology startup boom. So investors became interested in businesses that could grow rapidly without costs increasing at the same rate. So Mark Zuckerberg said something like grow fast and break things. And that is, you know, yes, but, you know, if you're not a tech business, then that kind of growth and scale doesn't really apply, because certainly for me, if I grew fast and broke things along the way, then, you know, the things that I work with is other people's businesses. You know, I sort businesses out, right? I help you with your business to change and shape it into the business that you want. So if my attitude was to grow fast and break things, then not great. I'd say not great, because I'd either break the people that I'm working with, break myself, or break my clients' businesses. So not great. So again, taking scaling from the software businesses, who became the poster child from this, it doesn't necessarily work. And their business model often is to build it once and sell it thousands of times, that kind of scaling. You know, you think of all the apps that there are, or any kind of software, the more customers they have, it's not more cost. I mean, it might be a bit in terms of customer service and servers, hosting and all that stuff, right? But fundamentally, they can have 10,000 customers the same as they can have 1,000 customers. So, you know, that's certainly a model that took off during the tech startup boom. And I think it's probably been one of the measures of success for quite a few years now. You know, do it once and sell it repeatedly kind of thing. And then what happened after that is that the online business world adopted the same language. So I don't know when you noticed this happening, but certainly I think really it's been rife in the last 10 years, maybe 12, 13, something like that. But since COVID, honestly, 2020 is when this... it went bananas. Okay. That's when the online business world went absolutely scaling berserk. And based on nothing, just based on like somebody saying something once and everybody else going, yes, I must scale. Yes, I must scale. It's just reminded me of a really horrible experience I had actually back in, do you know, that might have been 2020. When I got a bit too sucked into this, and having run online programs lots of times before, first one was back in 2013. So I wasn't even new to this, but joining a program that was specifically about helping you build your scale, your online business. It was just such a horrible, toxic world, And it was very, very expensive, this program. And thankfully, I managed to break the contract because it was just awful. It was just, right, you follow our system and that's the only way you can do it. God help you if you have a modicum of free thought around it. It was awful. It was like some kind of cult. It was just horrible. I don't know if that person is still in business anymore because I long since blocked them on all the socials. But anyway, I think 2020 is when it hit its peak worst, but also maybe its peak best because some people did do good things out of it. But yeah, it's peak proliferation, prolificness. Everybody was talking about scalable offers, scalable programs, scalable courses, scalable systems, and scale. It really became shorthand for success. Nobody was asking, is your business working? Everybody was asking, is your business scalable? It's a completely different question, right? A completely different thing to talk about. I can see the appeal of why scaling is attractive, right? Absolutely. And like I'll say, in my business 15 years, I've had scalable and not scalable models. I've offered scalable stuff in conjunction with consultancy time for money stuff, right? But there are some pretty obvious reasons why scaling is attractive. So, you know, I think the obvious one, the most obvious one of all the obvious ones, but the most obvious one is more money, right? More customers, more sales, more income. Easy peasy, bosh. That's all you need to do. Write a course, put it up on the internet somewhere, tell people about it. More people will buy it. You don't have to do any extra work. You'll just make more money, right? That's it. And from that, more impact. You're helping, which, you know, I really like this one, right? I really do love this because impact is something that's really important to me. Kind of leaving a legacy to a certain extent, you know, but having an impact on people, actually changing the world in my own little way, in my own little, like, ecosystems, really, really important to me that I'm able to do that. And the more you scale, in theory, the more impact you have because you're helping more people, you're reaching a large, a larger audience, and you're building something bigger. And so the appeal of that is quite, you know, it's quite high, and it's quite, you know, there's a lot of good thought behind that. So can utterly see that, definitely. And also more freedom. The appeal of scaling is that the more you've scaled, the concept is that the more you've scaled, the less the business will rely on you entirely. Because presumably what comes with your scaling is that you'll have a team, you'll certainly have a virtual assistant or two, you'll have a program manager, you'll maybe have other people deliver on it, and then you get all the freedom that you've always ever wanted with all the, and just still get paid for it, right? That's an appeal. Can definitely see the appeal of that. I would say my experience is that's never happened. However, other people do have a different experience. There's a lot of validation. There's a lot of appeal in scaling the business because the validation that will come from it. You know, scaling sounds really impressive, and it signals success, it signals achievement, ambition, and status. And, oh, she runs this program, he runs that course. They're to be really known for something that everybody's part of. There's a lot of appeal in that. There's a lot of ego in that. But I don't mean ego necessarily as in being a complete knob. I mean as in, you know, that validation. Like if loads of people want to buy into your stuff and you scale it, I mean that's a nice feeling. There's no two ways about that, right? And many, many people believe that a larger business is automatically a safer business. So there's security in that. There's some element of truth in that. But those are all the things that might appeal to you. You know, more money, more impact, more freedom, validation and security. They absolutely might be the things that you think, yes, I want all those. And if I scale, I will get all those. Okay, so now let's talk about the messy truth about scaling your small business. The first thing that happens when you decide to scale is that scaling changes the job, right? What, you know, you might think that by scaling, you're scaling your business, but what you're actually doing is changing your role completely. You might go from practitioner, creator, coach, consultant, whatever you think of yourself, to a manager, a recruiter, a leader, a systems designer. You know, some people will love that and some people will absolutely hate that. When I during COVID, when I switched everything, kind of turned off the consultancy for a while and turned up the dial on the scalable side, the program side, I certainly, most of my time was spent marketing the program, but not as much time as was spent behind the scenes tinkering and building. I basically became tech. That I did. I was looking for ways, always looking to ways to improve my data points. So to improve the number of people who downloaded, the number of people who signed up, the cart abandonment rate, to reduce that, the email open rate, to, oh my goodness, the amount of people completing the course. I spent a lot of time on that kind of stuff, which is cool, and I really enjoyed it. But I did really enjoy those because it really appeals to my autistic side. But the constant marketing of the thing, I enjoyed less. Because whilst I am a strategic marketer, you know, marketing, social media marketing is what my MBA dissertation is in. It's kind of the people thing I love like the least. I don't like doing the marketing. I like talking about the marketing and helping other people with the marketing. But I like writing, which I know is content is marketing. But anyway, so, you know, by changing the job, you might be changing it away from the thing that you love. And what I really love is actually doing the work with people. I like working with people and sorting the businesses out. And I really love that. And that's not scalable. because it's so personalised, it's so nuanced, it needs the kind of one-to-one touch. And so I did, in the end, I created something that I didn't like. And also passive income where I don't have any contact with the people, is it bores me to tears. So you need to think about what scaling will mean to your business and how it will change the job that you're doing, okay? I also need to tell you the messy truth about bigger or not automatically being better. A larger business can bring lots of things with it, like more complexity, more moving parts, more responsibility, more risk, a whole heap more risk, more admin, and more people problems. Because if you're employing people, you know, you do become a manager, you do need to be responsible for them. You do need to think about other things like other people's welfare and how they're managing their day. And if they work remotely, are they all right? When it's just you on your own, you don't need to think about any of those things. You can just bumble along in your own sweet bubble, and that's fine. Those things, you know, none of these things are necessarily bad things, right? At all. You know, more complexity, responsibility, risk, admin, people, not necessarily a bad thing, but they're different things and they're real things that need to be considered if you are saying, I'm going to scale my business. It's like, all right, what's that actually mean in reality? And you can find that scaling will solve one problem but create another. So you might gain revenue, right? Lovely, lovely revenue. We love revenue. We want more revenue. But you might trade that. So you might lose simplicity, flexibility, autonomy. And you've got to think really carefully about what you actually want in your business. Because what you actually want might be different than the path that you're going down. Was for me in my business when I first started. And, you know, I think really the scaling of 2020 was just not, it was really interesting and I learned an awful lot from it, but it's not the business model that I like the most. And, you know, you can, sometimes you've got to experience these things in order to know whether you want them or not. But this whole episode is about you thinking about the things before you start doing the things, right? And I'm never going to tell you don't scale your business. Absolutely never. Because if you made the conscious choice to do that whilst knowing everything that it involves, great, go for it. I'll be your biggest champion and I'll support you to do it, right, as well. But it is also true that some businesses are better small. And I don't think people really talk about that much. I mean, I've talked about it a lot over the years on this podcast. And there's that really good book, Company of One, by what's the guy's name? Paul Jarvis. Is a really great book, and it's an ethos that I've been talking about for years as well. That small businesses, they can be really, really profitable, right? Super profitable. It can be that almost everything that comes in is profit. Absolutely, because there are far fewer moving parts. And that can make it a lot less stressful and more enjoyable. Perhaps limits the income a bit. But, you know, if you know what you need to earn and what you want to earn, then that kind of could be okay too, right? Small business can be much, much more agile as well. You can respond to interesting things if you want to and do those, and little side projects and side quests and stuff can be more sustainable. Because if there are fewer moving parts, there's less to go wrong. There's, if you change your mind or want to tweak things slightly, it doesn't mean 43 different board meetings in order to do it. And certainly you can be more impactful because you have more time to think about the impact that you're making, I think. And so a small business can be all of those things without ever needing to scale significantly. And that's it's just a really important thing to remember that the goal doesn't have to be to scale. It's not my goal. I thought that it was when I first started the business. And I, you know, that what I was told back then, the entrepreneurial community that I joined, they did change my life, right? And my business journey and some of the people that I met. So I certainly don't speak ill of it. However, it was the message back then, and we're talking, what, 2012 probably, was build a team, scale to £1 million business. That was the message. And I even went on a weekend about, you know, million-pound business, right? Build a million-pound business. And this was really cool and really fun. And some lessons I learned then, they're still true. However, it's not that I don't want a million-pound business, because, I mean, that would be lovely financially, but I don't want everything that goes with it. And I know that absolutely categorically. And that was a lesson that I kind of learned. I learned it the hard way, I think, by going down that path and having the team and growing and scaling and building. And what I actually really like is by myself. I really like working by myself. I really like working for myself by myself. I like being able to just plan my diary and not have to think about anybody else. And just, it gives me so much headspace and so much freedom that I'm not willing to change that at all. I don't want to change that. I've done, you know, I'm old now. I'm old and wise now. I've been doing this 15 years. I'm old. I just don't want to do it anymore. But I have done it and I have experienced it. And so I know categorically it's not for me. And that's the important thing, right? But it's, I think the deliberate simplification of Libby and of my business, it's certainly not because I failed at any of the things that I tried. It's because that I learned something. I learned a lot. And that does give me a perspective that other people don't have. And it puts me in quite a unique situation in that grew a business, changed the business, grew a different type of business model, changed the business, whilst all always having the consistency. So I've not closed businesses and start others. I've just changed the way that stuff I've offered stuff over the years, which I think is quite interesting. And so scaling, it's not really for me, but I've enjoyed the times that I've done it because they were a certain time and place. So, you know, my own experience is my own experience, your own experience is your own experience. But what I would say to you is to change the question that you're asking yourself, right? Instead of asking, how do I scale? How do I scale my business? I want to scale my business. Ask yourself, why do I want to scale? What's the actual goal? It's like, I want to scale my business. All right, why? Well, I want to earn more money. Okay, could you do that by just putting your prices up? Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay, brilliant. Problem solved. Just do that then. Do you see? It's the secondaries, the supplementary questions that actually are the most important ones here. Because just scaling your business is not a thing. It's like, you know, I want to go to the moon. Why? Why do you want to go to the moon? Oh, well, because I want to see if there's life force there. Ooh, okay, well, now you get, you know, do you see what I mean? So what's the actual goal? What do you want? Do you want more income? Do you want more freedom? Do you want to have more impact? Do you want more security? Do you want more status? Scaling may or may not be the best route to get there. You've got to say what the actual goal is before you can decide. So, better question to ask yourself might be, you know, what size business would genuinely suit me? Not what's the biggest business I can build. That's like willy waving talk. I mean, who cares? Who cares, right? You can tell everybody you've got 300 staff if you want. Nobody cares. I mean, don't do that. But, you know, if that really matters to you, it's like, why? Get some therapy because your ego, there's something wrong, right? Get some therapy if that's what you're thinking. But if you think, actually, do you know what? What is the right business for the life that I want? And you come up with the answer that matters to you, then that's when you're going to be successful. That's the really, really powerful stuff there. And there's ego there in the terms of the sense of self, but there's not ego there in terms of what's everybody going to think of me? It's like, no, how am I going to be happy? I am in charge of my own happiness and God damn it, I'm going to make the best decisions for me. That's the most empowering thing rather than just scaling for the sake, because the internet told you to scale, right? It just doesn't make any sense, you know. If the internet told you to jump off a bridge or fly to the moon, you know, you couldn't do these things, right? Well, I'd like to think that you wouldn't jump off a bridge. So I think, you know, maybe I'll finish with something, with a reminder for you to say that scaling is not a requirement in business. It is not a requirement in business at all. It is a choice that you make. And I want it absolutely categorically to be a conscious choice that you decide to do, that you choose to do, that you're actively going to do, rather than just finding yourself doing it one day because you saw somebody's reel on Instagram or something on TikTok, and then before you know it, you've bought their course and you're like, well, I'm scaling my business. Haven't even thought about if that's what I want or not. But before you decide whether to scale, so please ask yourself whether you're trying to build a bigger business or simply a better one. And if the answer is the latter, if you want a better business, then decide what that means to you and adjust it accordingly, right? And if you need my help doing that, oh my God, send me a message. I'd love to help you. All right. Whew. This was a goodie today. So that was the messy truth about scaling your small business. Thank you for joining me. I've been Libby Langley. I'll see you next week. Ta-ra! If this episode of Messy Business made you think differently, why not share it with someone who might need to hear it too? And if you're enjoying the show, make sure you're following wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss future episodes. Until next time, remember, change how you work, not who you are.